I'm Zim, and you're listening to the Helpful Photographer Podcast in collaboration with NewYorkCityPhotoSafari.com. Summer is upon us, and here in New York City, it's been really hot the last few days. So it's time to talk about warm weather photography. I once heard a photographer advise that if you find the environment to be uncomfortable, then your camera would be uncomfortable too. And therefore, you shouldn't use your camera in adverse temperatures. Seriously? If I only took my camera out when the weather is comfortable outside, I would probably rarely do any photography. I'm sorry, but this is just lousy advice. The fact is, your camera has a very large temperature operating range, much larger than my personal tolerance. If you're shooting in hot, sunny weather, there are a few things you'll need to keep in mind. Of course, your camera. If you're not using your camera, don't leave it out in the sun just sitting there baking. I don't think I have to explain that one much further. There's another issue, your lens. Don't leave your camera or your lens facing the sun without a lens cap on for more than a few seconds. Why? Think of using a magnifying glass to burn a hole in a piece of paper. Yup, as the sun is focused through your lens, it's going to burn whatever is on the other side. When you meet me on the next safari, ask me how I know. You should also know that long exposures will render noise on your images. As the sensor heats up from the exposure itself combined with the hot ambient temperature, you may get some white dots on your image. So if you're using an ND filter in the middle of the day or shooting at night and it's over 90 degrees Fahrenheit, you need to know that this is a possibility. Again, ask me how I know. This will be particularly important for those of you who want to photograph the stars in the middle of the summer, as they will render as fake stars. And by long exposure, I'm talking about anything longer than 30 seconds. Another thing to keep in mind is humidity. When I lived in California, this was never a concern. Here in the Northeast, it's always a problem. When you go from very air-conditioned environments to the hot, sticky outdoors, your lenses may fog up. Try to make the transition as slow as possible for your camera. So as you leave your hotel or your home, leave the stuff in your bag for a while until the whole thing gets a chance to warm up. Other than that, do consider your personal safety. Of course, the obvious thing is to make sure you carry sunblock and water. I also like to wear a big, floppy, wide-brimmed hat to get some shade, and since the brim is soft, it squishes down when I do a vertical shot. In that way, it actually works better than my usual baseball hat. Lastly, take breaks often. You're carrying heavy equipment and you're moving around a lot, and with the heat, it's going to take a lot out of you. Lastly, bring a power bar, just in case you need the extra calories. That's it for today. I hope that was helpful. Until next time, keep on shooting.